A few thoughts this morning on the idea of heaven and some things that we can kind of think with that idea of heaven. When you think of heaven, I don't know, when I think of heaven, it's one of those things in the scriptures that I'm not sure that we can fully comprehend. Heaven and the joys of it and truly what it is going to be like. It's just, I guess, one of those topics that I think there's just more to it than what we can really comprehend. So, and then talking about heaven, how am I going to add to that? I'm not sure I am going to be able to add to that at all. But just a few ideas. I don't think the lesson's going to be too terribly long this morning. But I had a song stuck in my mind this week, and it had to do with that idea of heaven. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. But that idea of heaven is going to be our home. It is going to be our home. Home is that idea of something that is familiar, something where we have a comfortable environment. It's that place that we feel comfortable in at. When you're on a trip or traveling, vacation, you always have that joy of going somewhere, seeing something new and stuff, but there's always that idea of coming home to your familiar surroundings and that is comfortable. Even when work takes you away from home, there's always that coming back to home where there's family. There's those things that we just enjoy. In John chapter 14, starting John 14, and Jesus says in verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would not have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you myself, that where I am, there you will be also. That idea that Jesus is preparing a home for us. You know, heaven is going to be our home, and our Savior is preparing a place there for us. Verse 23, Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. Home, that place that is comfortable, that is where I want to be, where the surroundings are familiar, they're friendly, no sorrows, no troubles, our heavenly home. I think that's a thing to think of when we think of heaven, the idea that it's home. There's no place like home. In thinking of home, who is it that is going to be there? The elect. Think of home. Who's going to be there? The elect. Picked out, the chosen by God. Obtained salvation through Christ. Christians are called chosen or elect of God. That's who's going to be in heaven. Matthew chapter 24. For many are called, but few are chosen. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. So, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Heaven, our home, and who's going to be there? But the electing in God. God's chosen are the ones that are going to be there. Those that have that heart of compassion, kindness, that are humble, gentle, and patient. Just think of the environment, that's going to be surrounding us, and the just the joys and, again, the comforts of that. In Mark chapter 13, verse 24, but in those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be fallen from heaven, and the powers that are in heaven will be shaken. And then we shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And he will send forth the angels and will gather together his elect from the four winds, from the farthest east of the earth and from the farthest end of heaven. Again, the idea of the elect of God, are going to be chosen, or his chosen ones will be gathered together. And he's going to do the gathering and bringing us all together. When we can think of heaven, that idea of who's going to be there but the elect, and who else would you rather be with? Those that are the chosen of God. The chosen of God. Anointed. Christ was and is the Messiah, the Son of God, the Anointed One. Matthew chapter 16. Verse 16, and Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. So as we are in heaven, in our home, with the elect, who is there to rule and to be serving but the Anointed One? So we shall always be with the Lord, 1 Thessalonians 4:17. And looking over in Revelations chapter 21. Here we have a picture, kind of a word that is, word picture that is painted for us in the scriptures, but I'm thinking I'm going to start in verse 21. It says, and the 12 gates were with pearl, each of the gates with a single pearl, and the streets of the city were pure like gold, like transparent glass. And I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb are the temple. And the city had no need of sun or moon to shine, for the glory of God has illuminated it, and the lamp is the Lamb. And all nations shall walk by the light, and the King of the earth shall bring their glories into it. This idea of heaven and the fact that Christ is the light, his Anointed One, is illuminating everything. Again, I'm not sure that we can picture that, but just try to picture that. Where is it that we are trying to go? What is it that we are trying to do in this life? But walk in a way that is right and pleasing to God, that will get us to that home, our heavenly home, with the elect, where Christ, the anointed one, is the light. Hebrews chapter 1. Again, the idea of the anointed one. Verse 1, God, after he had spoken long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom he has made the worlds. And he is the radiance of the glory and the exact representation of his nature, and the hope holds all things, the word of his power. When he has made purification for sin, when he sat down in the right hand of the majesty on high, having become a much better than the angels, and he has inherited a more excellent name than they. For to which did the angels did he say, Thou art my Son, today I have begotten thee. And again, I will be a father to him, and he will be a son to me. And when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, And let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he said, Who made his angels wind and his ministry a flame of fire? But of the Son he said, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the righteous scepter is the scepter of his kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, thy God, thou hast anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy companions. And the Lord in the beginning did lay the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They will perish, but remainest, and they will not become old as a garment. And as a mantle thou wilt roll them up, and as a garment thou wilt also change. And thou art the same, and thy years will not come to an end. So the anointed one has been set up at the right hand of God, will rule. And that idea that we, his elect, will be with him in that place. Again, that's the idea that how can we comprehend that? But that is what we should be thinking of and looking forward to, that heavenly home where there's victory. Victorious, being one. Then will come about the saying that it is written, Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Being in heaven will be victory. We will have won. We will have kept the faith. We will have endured. And as we're there, that again, that's a victory for us. For by wise guidance you will wage war, and in abundance of counselors there is victory. Think of heaven and just being there. And the victory that is, victory over life, over what it is that we do from day to day as we go through life. Heaven is eternal. That idea of without end, without ceasing, everlasting. Again, another one of those ideas that you can't comprehend, eternal. In Genesis, it says that God made us in his image. that idea of having a soul, and that soul that is eternal and will not die. John 3:15. Read a few verses there. So that everyone who believes will have eternal life in him. Eternal life. Heaven being eternal, those that are there are going to have eternal life. Read verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the man of God be lifted up, that whoever believes in him have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge, but that the world should be saved through him. Through Christ, the world is saved as we believe in him and walk in his ways. That idea of eternal life in heaven. Again, heaven being eternal, that without end. For we know what if our earthly tent, which is our house, is torn down. We have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Again, a place that God is preparing, that Christ is preparing for us, that heavenly home. Heaven is a home, a place where we want to be, a place of comfort, place that's familiar to us, a place where with familiar people, those that we want to be around, being around the elect of God, the chosen of God. How does God choose? God chooses by those that are obedient to him, that has been determined through the word, as we believe and follow and stand in his word. Heaven is where Christ, the anointed one, is the light. Heaven is a place of victory. Second Timothy chapter 4. Paul says that he had fought the fight and he had finished the course. 2 Timothy 4. Verse 6. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. Paul, seeing his victory, knowing that he had done that is right and pleasing, that he was confident that crown of righteousness was going to be awarded to him. But then he says in concluding that, the crown of righteousness with the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, not only to me, but also to all have loved his appearing. To all that have had that victory and kept the faith and walked in a way that is right and pleasing to him. That heavenly home. That heavenly home which is eternal. It will not fade away. So, when I've always seen lessons like this, so what's the end? What's the end? The end is now. How does now fit in there? I'm not sure it fits, but it worked. 1 Peter chapter 3. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, like a thief, in which the heavens and the earth will pass with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and the works will be burned up. Since these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be? You ought to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, on account of which the heavens will be destroyed and burned, and the elements will melt with intense heat. But according to his promise, we are looking for a new heaven and a new earth, in which is righteousness dwell. There is that time in which this life is going to pass. You know, we go from day to day, and we have our plans for next week and later this month and what we're going to be doing in the future. But there is a time in which that will all cease. It will all cease. Verse 14, therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless, and regard the patience of our Lord to be salvation, just as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given him, wrote to you, as also in all his letters, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, in which are some things in which the untaught and unstable distort, as they do also the rest of the scriptures to their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, be on your guard, lest ye be carried away by the error of unprincipled men. You fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory now, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Now is the time that we have. Now is what we have to be preparing ourselves for that heavenly home. Be on your alert then, because you do not know the hour or the day. Matthew 25, verse 13. That is at the end of the parable in Matthew chapter 25 with the 10 virgins. Matthew 25, verse 1, then the kingdom of heaven will be compared to the virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were prudent. And we're aware of this story. But the point is, verse 13, be on the alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour. And that can be said to us at this particular time right now. We need to be ready. We need to be doing what is right so that we can receive our heavenly home, that we can be there for eternity with the people that God has chosen, with Christ as our light, as victory from this life that we've walked, having that eternal home with God in Christ, in glory, in heaven forever. So those are my thoughts this morning. We need to prepare ourselves now. And I was thinking as I was putting this lesson to its end in the conclusion, that idea of being prepared. And in preparing this lesson, it kind of came across how I need to be more prepared. It's like having ideas and thoughts that I wanted to bring out and put down on paper and trying to find the scriptures to go with it and the ideas to go with it. It put kind of a light on the idea of how much time is spent when somebody puts a lesson together. I mean, somebody that is doing that day after day, week after week, is putting that together. The preparation that goes into it and how valuable that becomes to that individual, be it Larry or any other preacher, that type of thing. They spend their day going through God's Word and putting something together and preparing it so it can be presented. Where'd it go? There it is. And I guess my thought is how much time are we doing to prepare ourselves? You know, how much time are you doing in preparing? This is something that is eternal. I mean, when our life is taken from us, be it through our personal death or a coming of the Lord, there's no going back and doing anything again. We just need to be prepared. We need to be prepared now. What is it that you want? What is it that you want from this life? Well, I would assume what we want from this life is the hereafter life with God in heaven. And we just all need to be working towards that. As my thoughts were last week, encouraging and helping to strengthen each other to get to that point. I guess it would be, how seriously do we take it? And we need to take it extremely seriously. If there's any here that have learned the Word to the point where they believe and are ready to make that confession and repent of their sins and be baptized for the forgiveness of their sins, you can let that be known to the congregation and we can aid in that. If there's any that need the prayers of the congregation, that too is something that we can do at this time in aid and help. Shall we stand and sing the invitation song John selected?